Prabhupada in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he is talking about, I am not this body, I am the spirit soul. He is discussing about the high topic, but he is also reminding us about the basic understanding. Just like in mathematics, if you forget a plus b whole square is equal to a square plus 2ab plus b square, if you forget this formula, then you can be very advanced in doing PhD in mathematics. But if you forget that formula, everything is missing. In the same way, Prabhupada said that I am not this body, I am the spirit soul. That is like the basic formula. If you forget that, you may be trying to realize the transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and transcendental pastimes of Lord Jagannath. Nothing happens because we are missing the real point. So that's also there. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is telling the basic problem we have in our existence. Why we become miserable? Why we become unhappy? We all want to become happy. Right? How many of you want to become happy here? Everybody wants to become happy. We want happiness, but distress comes in our life. We don't want that. Because that is the nature of this world. And what is the root cause of our misery? Why we feel unhappy? Someone may think, oh, I am not getting a job, that's why I am unhappy. Someone may think that my son is not getting married, so I am not happy. Someone may say, oh, my daughter is not getting married, so I am not happy. Many reasons. I have some chronic disease, I have to go to the hospital, see the doctors, that's why I am not happy. If I am healthy, I will be happy. But these are the very insignificant reason to become unhappy in this world. The real cause of our unhappiness, we have a basic problem in our understanding. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, Jeev Krishna Das, ei vishas korile tovar dukkho nai. In a Bengali poem, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining, when our miseries will go away, Jeev Krishna Das, ei vishas. When I accept, I am the servant of Krishna. I am the servant of the Lord. When we develop that conviction within our heart, our miseries will go away. So that is the secret of our happiness. To accept our constitutional position as a servant of the Lord. And why we suffer? Because we don't accept that. Krishna bhuli, je jeev anadi bohirmukh, atev maya tare dai sansar adi duk. Who becomes miserable in his life? Who forgets Krishna. So forgetfulness of Krishna is the root cause of our suffering. And what is the root cause of our happiness? To accept that I am the servant of Krishna. So in order to realize that I am not the master, I am the servant, you don't have to become very knowledgeable. A simple analysis of our life, we can understand that we are the servants. As soon as we take birth from the womb of our mother, we become the servant of our parents. Right? Whatever the parents say, we follow that. Then we go to the school, then we become the servant of the teachers in the classroom. Then we go to the college, then we become the servant of the professors. Then we don't like that, oh, it's too much study, we need some independence, enough studies, we need a job, we want to be independent. So we are searching for a service and trying to be independent. Service means what? You want to become a servant. Still, you think you are independent. So you go to the office and become the servant of the boss. Then you get married. Then you have two boss. One boss in the office, one boss in the house. So, like that. So, if you analyze the life, then you can understand or realize that you are the servant. Then nowadays the main slogan, now you should not love human beings, very untrustworthy people. We should not love human beings. We should love animals. Right? I don't know how far it is very dominant now in America. They are more focused on loving animals and mainly the dog. Dog has become so prominent in America. Too much. So I don't like to love anyone, so better. It's very untrustworthy human beings. I have been cheated, but better not to love human beings. Love dog. And buy dog and become the servant of the dog. So Prabhupada used to say, previously our center of our life was God. Nowadays it has changed from God to dog. So dog civilization. And life begins. So the morning times, previously we used to have arati, offering respect to the Lord. That was the way we used to begin our morning, starting our day. So nowadays morning starts with the morning walk with the dog. Like that. So whole culture was changed. But we remain the same. We remain the servant. So we don't have any choice whether to become servant or master. That choice is not there. We are the servant. Whose servant? That is the choice. So when we don't want to become the servant of God, then we have to become the servant of somebody else. And what happens? If you become the servant of somebody else other than Krishna, then you don't develop a loving relationship. Because there is no concept of love in this world. Everything is lust. Everybody has selfish desires. And any relationship in this world is based on selfish desires. Atmendriya priti vancha tare vale kam, Krishnendriya priti vancha dhare prema nam. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains what is love and what is lust. So in this world there is no love. Because there is a selfish desire involved. Because I want to satisfy my senses. And whoever helps me in that, he is my friend. And whoever is not helping me in that, he is my enemy. Right? So you satisfy my senses, I satisfy your senses. And that is the concept of love in this world. So, because there is no love, only lust, so there is no service here. Everybody is trying to exploit. That's why material world is called the world of exploitation. So therefore people are frustrated. What is the outcome of exploitation? You become frustrated. And what is our real position? Our real position is the position of service. In the spiritual world, there is the concept of service only. And from service, we get bliss, happiness. So human life is meant to learn to give. How to give. But modern society is teaching us how to take, accumulate. By taking, you don't become happy. By taking, you become frustrated. So therefore, we have to learn at some point of time or other to give. So there was a woman, a lady, who was very miser, doesn't want to give anything. And generally in India, the sadhus like us, we all depend on donations, right? And certain people are too much against that. So this kind of people, those who do not want to work, lazy people, they just come and beg and take money, eat and sleep, no work. So certain people are very much against. So this lady is also very much against this kind of sadhu. So one day, one sadhu came to her house to beg, get some donations. So this lady thought, today I will teach him a lesson that he will not come to anyone's house in the future. I will teach him a lesson today. So what is the lesson? So he came for begging. She said, yes, I will give something today. And whatever I will give, he will not come again to get anything in the future. So in India they cook different style and you can get ash, you know ash, right? So she took some ash and took it and gave it to that person. Please take it. Today's alms. So he thought he'll become very angry. But as soon as that sadhu got that, he smiled and said, thank you, I will come tomorrow. He got surprised. So how come I wanted to make you angry by giving this? But you did not become angry, rather you become very happy. Why? He said, till now you have not given anything in your life. At least today you have started to give something. So at least you have started with the ass. So today you have given me ass. Tomorrow I will come and you will give me cash. The process began. So you have to start the process of giving. Then you become happy. So love, we all like to love. So love means give. In the philosophy of love, there is no concept of taking. But here, we always say, I love you. But there is no love. We always thinking, I love you, give something. So I loved you so much for 1 year, give something. So that's why there is no love here, because love is based on giving. Why you are not becoming happy? Because we don't want to give. We all expect to take. So therefore, this is a diametrically opposite concept. Spiritual understanding, spiritual science and material science is totally opposite. So we think that by uniting the sense object and the senses, we become happy. Right? The whole society is like that. Whatever our senses demand, provide that. Then you become happy. Our eyes want to see beautiful form. So see as much as possible. Provide that facility. Our ears want to hear certain musical performances, want to hear certain good music. The tongue wants to taste something. So like that, our senses demand. And we have been supplying whatever our senses demanded. But you analyze now, after supplying so much, your senses are satisfied? Not satisfied. Because senses are like the fire and sense objects are like the butter. If you put butter in the fire, fire reduces. What happens? Increases. So more you want to enjoy your senses, the demand of the senses will be increased. And that is the cause of our frustration. More you gratify the senses, more you will be frustrated. That is the nature of this world. Why? Because senses cannot give us happiness. Because senses are dull matter. Happiness is experienced at the heart. We experience the happiness. Happiness is nothing to be achieved. It has to be experienced. So any experience takes place in the heart. And how you can experience happiness? When you love someone. Therefore, in order to have experience of happiness, we love different people. But what is the problem loving people in this world? Because there is nobody here in this world who is selfless. They all try to exploit us. But when we direct that love towards Krishna, towards God, then our loving propensity gets perfected and we become happy. So Krishna consciousness is nothing superficial. We like to love someone. But here we don't find anybody to love because everybody is selfish here. So who is the best person to love? That is God, Krishna. So that is Krishna consciousness is all about. So while Prabhupada went to America, some people came, oh, you came to America to make Christian Hindu. So Prabhupada said, I never came to make anybody anyone. So I came to America, to the Western countries, to teach the Muslims to become real Muslim, to teach the Christians become real Christians, to teach the Hindus become real Hindu. Because purpose of religion is one, that is to love God. So that is the perfection. We like to love, because from love we experience happiness. But we have a problem to get that partner. We are not getting a proper match. So Krishna is telling, I am that person. He is telling that. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja. Ahamtam sarva papebhyo moksha sami masochi. Therefore, the first symptom of love to Krishna is to surrender unto Him. First symptom of love. So even if you don't have love for Krishna, also we have to surrender. Why? Because we are not the controller, we are not the master. We are the servant. Servant's duty is to surrender unto master. So then you may ask, why Krishna is the only master? Why you are not the master? That question comes, no? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktarang Jagatavasang Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. He is telling that I am the only enjoyer. Then we start thinking, why Krishna is telling? Why only He can enjoy? Nobody else can enjoy. So question comes in our mind. Then Krishna is telling why He is the only enjoyer. Because Bhaktarang Jagatavasang Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Because I am the owner of everything. I am the proprietor of everything. Then you may start thinking, Krishna is the proprietor of everything. I am also proprietor. I have my wife, I have my body, I have my house, I have my bank balance. I am owner of so many things. But if you analyze very nicely, generally ownership comes from our body. We think, I am the owner of my body. So no problem, logical claim. So I own this body. The problem with that is that, so there is a qualification to become a owner. So that qualification is that, in order to become an owner, you have to become the controller. The quality of an owner is that he must be a controller. So if you want to claim ownership of your body, then you have to establish that you are the controller of your body. Okay? So how many of you here, with due respect, in front of Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra Maharani, can control your body? Can you do that? How many of you want to die? Nobody. You have to die? How many of you want to become old? Already those who have become old, I am not asking them. How many of you want to become old? You don't want. But we have to, or not? So if we claim that I am the owner of this body, then we should have the power to control that body. Yes, I don't want old age will not come. I don't want to die, death will not come. So it's not happening. We are not the controller, we are controlled. So somebody is controlling. If I am not controlling, so someone is controlling. And who is that person? That is the intelligence we should have. I want to be the controller, but I cannot control it. But someone else is controlling that. Not my body or your body, everyone's body. And he is telling also in Bhagavad Gita how he controls. Deinaspin jatha dehe kaumarang jovanang jara tatha dehantara prapti dhirastatra namuyati. He is telling that body takes birth from the womb of a mother, then it grows, become young, then become old, then dies. Right? That is the system for everyone. So everything happens, if anything happens in a systematic way, that is called law. Right? So if there is a law, there must be a lawmaker. Who has made this law? It's happening for everyone. So in that way, law, through the process of law, someone controls. So example, traffic in UK, in Birmingham. Okay, so there is a law. In order to control the traffic, you must have a law. So law is, green light means you can go. Red light means stop. So this is law. So this law came to existence from the sky. Somebody has made it. So government of England or UK government, whatever, England government has made this law. So now, from tomorrow, you may think it's too much. Every day same thing. Red light means stop, green light means go. Change of light. We like to change, no? So today, from tomorrow, I'll change. So from tomorrow, red light means go. The green light means stop. Can you do that? Yeah, you can do. But you can do it, but you have to face the consequences also. Right? Because you cannot change it. Why you cannot change it? Because you have not made it. That's why you cannot change it. But from UK government or England government, if they think today in their meeting, so we want to change traffic law from tomorrow. From tomorrow onwards, red light means go. Green light means stops. It will happen or not? Happen. They can change it. Why? Because they have made it. In the same way, we are governed by law of our body. Take birth, become young, old, die. That's law. But I may say, no, I don't like this. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Nobody likes it. Right or wrong? But we cannot change it. Why? Because we have not made it. So who can change it? Who can change this law of our body?
Krishna.
Because he has made it. So therefore, intelligent person surrenders. We don't want that. We don't want old age. We don't want disease. We don't want death. We don't want rebirth. But we are bound to accept that. But we have to change that. So in order to change that, we have to surrender. That's the instruction of Krishna to Arjuna. Surrender unto me. Then your life will be changed. Because he can change our life. We cannot change. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked, why you are telling Krishna, Krishna, Krishna? It's too much. You don't have any faith in the words of the scientist or what? Have some faith. He said, I'll have full faith in the scientist. I'll reject Krishna from tomorrow. If the scientist can solve my problem, the problem of birth, death, old age and disease. If the scientist can solve this, from tomorrow, no more Krishna, jai scientist ki jai. So we'll accept the scientists. But they are telling it will come in near future. So when that future will come, we don't know. But Krishna has already told that and is doing that. So better to have a safe approach and accept Krishna. So accepting Krishna and surrendering unto him is the beginning of our happiness. Someone asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you have told us to surrender unto Krishna. And you are doing so much for Krishna. Doing this, doing that, everything you are doing for Krishna. In case Krishna is not there, what will happen? So it's a strange question, it's a good question though. So Prabhupada also gave a very nice answer. Prabhupada said that even if Krishna is not there, any problem we have, we are having happy life, beautiful life, chanting, dancing, feasting, beautiful life we have. Even if Krishna is not there, no problem. We are enjoying life. You are not enjoying. You are distressed. You become jealous. Why you are so happy? He always blame. They don't have any work. They are always happy. So we are happy. So even if no Krishna, no problem. We are eating nice food. We are dancing, chanting, having nice life. So even if Krishna is not there, no problem. But if Krishna is there, what will happen to you? Think about that. So that's a very strong statement to make us Krishna conscious. Even if Krishna is not there, no loss. But if Krishna is there, what a loss to the people in general in this age of Kali. So therefore, accepting Krishna and surrendering unto him is the beginning of all auspiciousness. That is the beginning of our happiness. So therefore, we have to accept that. Otherwise, it is difficult. So whole process of devotional service begins with that concept, that Jeev Krishna Das Ei Vishwas Korle Tovar Dukkhana. We have to accept. If you don't accept that, then we have to suffer. But do you all want to become the master? We don't want to become the servant. In the mind, always we like to become great. We don't want to become small. Even if we become devotees, we have to become big devotees. Small devotees is not good, right? We have to become big. So when we start the process, we get initiation, we get a name. Name gets changed. Title also gets changed. So your name also got changed. So Nitai Kirtan Das. So servant of Nitai Kirtan. So that's why Prabhupada said to remind us that we are the servant. Someone asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, my name is Samasundar. Prabhupada, your name is not Samasundar. Your name is Samasundar Das. Das is more important. Remember that. That is the main part of your name. Okay? So generally, we get enamored by the name. That is not so important. Important is that who are you? You are the servant. That is the common factor. So, at the beginning, we become very much in a service mood. I am the servant. But Prabhupada has created a system to address someone as Prabhu. So generally, different devotees, I am just telling because you are in front of me. So, Nitai Kirtan Prabhu, Nitai Kirtan Prabhu. So you hear regularly over phone, over talking, just start thinking. If devotees are telling me Prabhu, so maybe I have got promotion from Das to Prabhu. Self-sensing in Krishna consciousness, right? From Das to Prabhu. So even if who is speaking? Hello, who is speaking? Nitai Kirtan Prabhu speaking. So you start believing. This I am Prabhu. So then at the beginning you become you are small Prabhu. Then you become big Prabhu. Big is called. Then Mahabig Prabhu. Book, small book, Mahabig book. So then you start thinking, I am Mahabig now, senior. Then slowly you become Mahaprabhu. From Das to Prabhu, then Mahaprabhu. So that's called consciousness. We want to become God. Even if in Krishna consciousness also, we are to become great. To become great is the disease. And as long as you have that, you cannot enjoy what is spiritual life. What is happiness? Because when you start thinking that I am great, mean I want. As long as I have the feeling of I want, you cannot release happiness. You have to be frustrated. Because happiness comes from giving. And who can give? Who is the servant? So we think that from promotion means in Krishna consciousness, Das, Prabhu, Mahaprabhu. So advancement is happening. So we have different ladders in ISKCON also. First you join in Mayapur, Nivakta. Then after Nivakta you go to the department, then you serve in a department, then you become a departmental head, then you become a divisional manager, then you become general manager, then you become director, like that. So promotion means we are advancing. But that is not the symptom of advancement. Symptom of advancement, that ladder has been given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. That is the real ladder of advancement. He said, Adau Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nibriti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, Bhava, Prema. That is called advancement. And how we feel that? We are advancing when we start thinking from Das to Prabhu. No. Das to Dasanudas. Then Das, Dasanudas. More you feel more servant, then you are advancing in Krishna consciousness. That's why Mahaprabhu is telling Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayar Das, Dasanudas. So that is the symptom of advancement. Who is advancing? Proof is how much humble you are becoming. So humility comes from knowledge, and pride comes from ignorance. So generally people in village, when they build house, in the village small houses. So when someone builds a big house, you feel, oh, I have done something. I am the great hero of this village. But when that hero goes to New York City and see the skyscrapers building, he'll feel I'm a hero. No, he'll feel I'm zero. But why he was feeling so proud in the village? Because he was in ignorance. He did not have any knowledge of greatness of different buildings. That's why he became proud. So generally, example is given, so mountain. Mountain is big, right? Mountain is huge. So when that mountain is far, far away from us, if you see the mountain from far, far away, mountain looks very small. And if you have a big figure, then you start thinking, I am also big. Big like mountain. It happens. But when you move forward to that mountain, slowly goes closer, two things happen. First, mountain will start appearing bigger and bigger, and you start appearing smaller and smaller. So Krishna is like a mountain, and we are like insignificant soul. But when we are far, far away from Krishna, we start thinking, I am great. So we have joined Krishna consciousness now. So I am a great devotee. Because he does not have idea who is a great devotee. So he thinks, I am a great devotee. So when he advances, means goes closer to Krishna, two things happen. First is, Krishna and his devotees will start appearing greater and greater, and he will feel smaller and smaller. That is the symptom of advancement. How insignificant we are feeling. And that is the only way we can understand the presence of God. So therefore, service attitude is not the aptitude, but the attitude that determines the altitude of our journey. So whether we'll go up is dependent whether we have a service attitude or not. So there was a balloon seller, and he was selling gas balloon, different colors of balloon. So one small boy came and approached that balloon seller, and he asked, my dear balloon seller, this yellow colored balloon can go up in the sky? He said, yes. Then he said, that green balloon can go up in the sky? He said, yes. Then he said, that white balloon also can go up in the sky? Then he said, balloon seller, my dear boy, is not the color of the balloon that determines whether the balloon will go in the sky or not. Its reason is whether the balloon has helium gas inside. If helium gas is there inside, then balloon will go up in the sky. So in our Krishna consciousness, we render different kinds of services. And that services are like different colors of balloons. Someone is doing preaching, university preaching. He is thinking, this is the best way to serve Krishna, so I should go back to the spiritual world. Someone is doing deity seva, Jagannath Pujari. He's thinking, I am doing very personal service every day. So I should go back. And someone who is managing. Oh, they are preaching, they are doing, but main headache I am taking. I am bringing the money, that's why the whole thing is happening. So I should go back. So like that, everybody is thinking that I should go back. And who is cleaning, he is thinking, these are all puffed up people. So they are doing a thing, they are great. I am doing humble service, humility. So that's why I should go back to the spiritual world. So this all is like different colors of balloon. So by that, what service we are doing, that will not determine whether we will go to the spiritual world or not. Whether we have a service attitude. The helium gas is service attitude. And what is the service attitude? That we have the mood of a servant. And we have the only one desire to please the master. Why I am doing this activity? Just to please Krishna. Please the devotees as a menial servant. And that determines our success in spiritual life. Because that is our original constitutional position in the spiritual world. So we have to establish ourselves in our original constitutional position, then we can go to our original place. But if we want something artificial position, then we have to stay in this artificial world. So choice is ours. We want original, genuine world to live in, or we want an artificial world to live in. Choice is ours. So we have to make the right choice. So Krishna consciousness is the process by which we can make the right choice in our life. Accepting ourselves as the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. Then we become happy and blissful in this life. And after this life, we can go back to the spiritual world and doing that service eternally, because that is our eternal constitutional position. So I have to end here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So any question or comment you have? You have a question? Yes.
You said a bit about senses, I missed that bit. Something about our senses and then to Krishna, how do we... Senses, if you put it.
You want me to speak on something on senses?
Yeah.
Okay. Senses have to be active, right? So, where we engage the senses, that is our choice. We cannot be free from senses. No sense from tomorrow. So, senses cannot become inert or inactive, Prabhupada said. It has to be engaged. But when we engage the senses in the sense objects, we feel miserable. That's what Krishna has said. Jai sangasparsha ja bhoga dukkha janaya evate addanta vanta konteya natesu ramate buddha. He said, where the miseries take place, where is the birthplace of miseries? The birthplace of miseries is that place where senses and sense objects are united. Krishna is telling in this verse. Jai samasparsa ja bhoga dukkha janaya evate. Dukkha janaya means miseries take birth. Where the sense and sense objects are united. Who are intelligent? Nateshu ramate buddha. Intelligent person does not take delight in this sense gratification. Because they know this, there is no happiness there, only distress. So as alternative, we have to engage the senses. So we have to engage the senses in the service of the Lord. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanang Bhakti Uchyate. So when we engage the senses in the service of the Lord, that becomes devotional service. So just like the eyes, we have to see beautiful form. So Prabhupada said, see the beautiful form of the deity. We have to hear. So hear Nitai Kirtan, Prabhu's Kirtan. Okay. Then we have to taste something. Taste Krishna Prasad. The skin wants to embrace the devotees of the Lord. In that way, we can engage all the senses in the service of the Lord, and by that, senses become satisfied. Because object of our senses is Krishna, Rishikesh. He is the master of the senses. So when we engage our senses in the service of the master of the senses, then senses get satisfied. But if you don't engage the senses in the service of the Lord and engage the senses in the sense objects, you get frustrated.